The sermon title today is titled, Air Up. The Word teaches us through our faith, the Spirit of the living God lifts us spiritually from the natural and to the supernatural. You turn with me to Revelation chapter 1 and verse 10, and we look very quickly for an example that is shared with us from John the Revelator. So Revelation 1 and verse 10. In verse 10, it says this, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet. So here we see that John the Revelator is sharing with us that I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Through worship and prayer and praise, John was lifted from the natural to the supernatural. 2 weeks ago, the sermon was, What is your reference point? And is the reference point in your life, is it you or is it the living Word of God? Last week's sermon was transported by faith. Through our faith, the Spirit transports us from the physical to the supernatural. John said in Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. For the third week, we go back today to the book of Isaiah, and we're going to go right back to Isaiah chapter 40, which you should be very familiar with by now because this is the third week of it. So Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, he says, He gives power to the weak, and to those who love no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk, and not faint. Through the Word of God, through the Spirit, my strength is renewed. Through the Spirit's empowerment, I am lifted above my problems that I have to deal with. Does it make them go away? Absolutely not. It does not make your problems go away. But now I am dealing with them through the empowerment of the Spirit rather than the empowerment of my flesh. The question is, what does that look like? So if we look at verse 29 and 30 again, He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. So we have talked about this before, but to give us the background, the people of Israel were in captivity. They were in the Babylonian exile. In verse 29 and verse 30, it gives us a view of what it looks like when we deal with adversity on our own, through the flesh, or through ourselves. Have you ever felt this way when dealing with an issue that is a serious issue in your life? That you feel weak, that you feel drained, that you feel like you don't have any strength, that you're dealing with anxiety, that sometimes that you get depressed by? That's what these people were going through because they were going through it in the physical. But the Word goes on to tell us that these same people that feel weak and discouraged, if they will focus on me and my Word by my Spirit, I will lift them above their problems. Amen. From the height I lift them, those problems will not seem near as big as when they're walking in the midst of them. Through the Spirit, they will rise above them. They will no longer be emotionally drained, but will be strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit. Look at what the Word says in verse 28 and 29. God is working on your behalf. Verse 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Through the strength of the Lord, that He is working on our behalf. What does it say in Romans 8, 28? All things work together for good. No matter what I am going through, to believe and to know that through my prayer, through my praise, that God is working on my behalf in that situation. This whole passage of Scripture is about telling your problem how big your God is, rather than telling your God how big your problems are. The work of sanctification is done by two things. We are sanctified, meaning that we are cleansed or that we are separated for service by, number one, the Word of God. Number two, that we are sanctified by His Spirit. So we are sanctified. The process of sanctification takes place in our life through the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. So you've heard me say many times, you might not feel like coming to church much that day, or maybe you didn't even today, but I guarantee you that when you walk out the doors, you're going to feel good that you came to church, you're going to feel better about yourself, and your problems are going to seem smaller than what they were when you walked in. Why is that? It's not something magical that happens. It's something that happens by the Word of God, because you sat under the reading of the Word of God and you sat under the anointing of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Your word, your life is being sanctified in that moment. You've got to feel better because you've been sitting underneath the power of the Holy Spirit. So as a pastor, each week I have the same goal. It never changes. Oh, I preach about different messages, but my goal is always the same, that through the service, you will sit underneath the anointing of the Word. You will never come to this church and not have Pastor Leo read the Word of God. That will never happen. So through the service, you will sit underneath the Word of God, the anointing of it, that Word, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You have heard me say, I don't only want you to hear the Word, I want you to feel it. To feel it in your life, that you're touched in your uttermost being by the presence of the Holy Spirit. For an eagle to fly, very simple, and you all know this, it has to have air for lift. It can't fly without it. It's amazing when you take a bird, not that I've ever done it, but if you just took out a few wings, they wouldn't even be able to get off the ground. Many times people used to do that with their chickens. They didn't want their chickens flying out of the coop, so what did they do? They trimmed some of their wings back. They couldn't get any air. If you can't get any air, you cannot fly. Through the Spirit of the living God helping you to lift above the challenges in your life, you need air underneath your wings. As Christians, we need air underneath our wings. Let's switch gears just for a moment. So I'm switching gears. Hang on. We're going to come back to it. I want you to go with me to Exodus chapter 16. I mentioned this last week, but we didn't go to it. Exodus chapter 16. So we're going to go all the way back to when the children of Israel were wandering in the wilderness. So they're wandering in the wilderness. In verse 4, they're complaining about not having anything to eat. So the Lord gives them quail in the morning. He gives them manna in the evening. So in verse 4, it says this. Then the Lord said to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not. And it shall be on the sixth day, and they shall prepare what they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they daily gather. Why? It's because they were preparing for the Sabbath day. They didn't want to have to gather anything for the Sabbath day. So the day before the Sabbath, they would bring in extra, okay? So now let's skip over to verse 13. In verse 13, it says this. So it was that quail come up at evening and covered the camp, and in the morning, I had it backwards earlier, the dew lay on all around the camp, and when the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a small round subject as fine as frost on the ground. I think the old King James Version refers to colander. So when the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, what is it? For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, this is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord has commanded, let every man gather it according to everyone's need, one omer for each person according to the number of persons, and let every man take for those who are in his tent. Then the children of Israel did so and gathered, and some more, some less. So when they measured it by omers, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who had gathered had no lack. Every man had gathered according to everyone's need. And Moses said, let no one leave any of it until morning. Now withstanding, they did not heed Moses, but some of them left part of it until morning, and it was filled with worms, and it stank. And Moses was angry with them, so they gathered it every morning, every man according to his need, and when the sun became hot, it melted. So the manna that was going to come from heaven was daily. You couldn't save it up, you couldn't store it up, because if you saved it or stored it, it became rotten. Now I want you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 11. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 11. And you're wondering at this point in time, where in the world is he going with this? So in Matthew chapter 6 verse 11, it says this in the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. And what I'm trying to share with you is that Pastor Leo can't put enough air underneath your wings through the power of the Holy Spirit to last you all week. You got it? And I know many of you got it. You can say, I gots it. To give you lift for the whole week, you need a daily lift as they needed the daily manna in their life from the bread of life. So if you have heard it said before, it's hard to soar with eagles when you're walking with the chickens. Saints, every day we need to air up. And I want this to be a call in your own life. Not just on Sunday do you need to come to church and get aired up. You need to get into the Word of God every day. You need to pray and praise God every day. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit every day. So you're soaring over your problems. You're not walking in them. If we want to soar above our problems, every day you need to be in His Word, seeking and praising God, being lifted up by His Spirit. So turn with me to 2 Corinthians in chapter 4. 2 Corinthians in chapter 4. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16, it says this, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being what? Renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a more exceedingly and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. So are the scripture being shared with us? I'm not looking on the physical. I'm not looking this in the flesh. I'm not looking at this through the eyes of flesh. I'm looking at this through the eyes of the Spirit. This is not as big, and it's not near as big as the God I serve, because the God I serve is bigger than any problem that I may ever have. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary. For the things which are not seen are eternal. Renewed day by day. And how are we renewed? By His Spirit and by the Word of God. Saints, daily, you need to air up. So what's your plan? That's what we're leaving with today. What's your plan? Every day that you get up, sometime during the day, I don't care if it's early in the morning. I don't care if it's mid-morning. I'd like for all of us to be doing it the first thing in the morning, but sometimes that doesn't work depending on what shift you're working. But you need to have a plan that you're working on, growing in your faith, growing and enlarging the life of Jesus into each and every one of us. Because let me tell you, being almost 70 years old, this life is all about Jesus. And if you don't have Jesus, you don't have nothing in this world. We need Jesus, and we need to have air underneath our wings so we can get through these things that we deal with and the things that drag us down. So what is your plan? your plan every day, number one, to be in His Word. Number two, to be in His Spirit through praise and prayer and worship, that you get yourself connected to the Spirit of God. How do I get in the Spirit? Through prayer and praise and worship. John said, what? I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Air up, saints. You need to air up. It's not just going to happen on Sunday. You don't get up on Sunday morning and knock the dust off this thing because it's been laying on your coffee table all week long. And there's too many Christians that are doing that. You know what the problem is in America today, in the church today? There's a lot of people that worship God. There's a lot of people that praise God. But there's not many Christians today that know anything about the Word of God. That's the problem in the church. What was Madison saying? There's people that go to church every day for their whole entire life and never know Jesus. That should make us all cry. When you think about the lost and the dying of this world that do not know Jesus, it's not only those that do not go to church, but it's also those that go to church. Everybody needs to know Jesus on a personal level as your Lord and Savior. Jesus, I need you more than anything else. You're worth a lot more than gold or silver or anything else. I need Jesus. When you're dealing with a problem in your life, you don't necessarily need that problem to be fixed the way you want it to be fixed. You need Jesus in that problem. And put Jesus in the midst of that. And how are you going to get Jesus in the midst of your problem? Through praise and through worship and prayer and your involvement in the Word of God. Because that problem, you begin then to soar over that problem. That's what it's talking about in Isaiah 40. You're going to take up the wings of eagles. You're going to run and walk and not be weary. Because God is your strength. He wants to be your strength today. Amen. Amen. Father, we rejoice in your day, we just rejoice in your presence today, Father. We feel your presence in this place. Lord, each and every one of us are being aired up by your word and by your presence, and we give you the glory in that today. And Father, we pray for anyone that does not know Jesus as Lord and Savior, that today would be the day of salvation. It would be the day of salvation in their life. And while every eye is closed and every head is bowed, is there one by the signifying of the upraised hand? Pastor Leo, I want you to pray with me. I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I'm tired of the struggles that I have. I'm tired of the things that I'm dealing with. I need someone to help me, and nobody in this world can offer help, and I know that Jesus can offer help. I need to know Him as my Lord and Savior. Would there be one today? If you're that person, I just want you to get up and walk forward today. I want to pray with you today. Would there be one today? Would there be one today? Father, we rejoice in this time we could gather in your house. Your word is so good. It's so powerful. Lord, this word needs to be made alive in each and every one of our lives, and we praise you forevermore. Be with my brethren as we leave this place and go our separate ways. And Father, help us to be aired up in the power of the Holy Spirit each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said, amen. Amen. God bless you all. Do you love Jesus today? Amen. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful day.